Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Samach Aleph. Samach Aleph, as we were supposed to finish Chaskas Sabbatim yesterday, but we are towards the end. And Beth Hashem, today we will finish it up and start the next daf, the next perek of Hamocher Es Habayis. But we are deep into the sugya of Zecher LeMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash, where it came up yesterday about after the Churban Bayis, Shnia, Rabu Prushin B'Yisrael. Jews started accepting upon themselves certain behaviors. Rabbi Yeshua had a whole discussion in Davar Sof, and therefore he said, at the end of the day, you only have to do what Chazal told you exactly to do. And that is leaving a space on your wall that was unplastered, that was in the middle of the wide lines. How big of a space? Rav Yosef says, Amma al Amma, and Rav Chista said, Kineged HaPesach. We mentioned the discussions in the Mishnah Berurah. Do you have to leave it unplastered? What if you paint it black? That was what one minhag is, another minhag was, even if you, whatever you painted or you don't paint it, they write a certain pasuk, Emeshkech Yerushalayim, Zeichel HaMikdash, you write something in there. Is that appropriate? The Chayei Adam is very against it, writing anything in the area, but the Mishnah Berurah says that's the minhag. The minhag is to do it, and we can't stop them. There's enough Yishmi Ama Lismach. There's one other point related to that I found yesterday as a discussion in the Achronim in Rav Tokachinsky and Rav Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. So it's quoted in the Ma'oros Daf Hayomi. What happens if you live in the old city and your house looks out onto Har HaBayis? Do you need a Zecher LeMikdash if your house anyway looks out onto Har HaBayis? So that is a discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, the author of Lev HaIvri, says that they do not have to make a Zecher LeChorban as they constantly see its desolation. Right? So that's what he holds, but most Achronim argue, Rav Tokachitsky and others say that no, this is according to Shulchan Aruch, distinctions are made. So even if you look out onto Har HaBayis and you see it in front of you, so that wouldn't be a distinction, and you have to do it. That was number one. Then we mentioned the leaving over for tzarchei seuda umishar davar muad. So I also saw that we mentioned that, you know, that's something that's, you know, who does that? Everybody leaves out, right? They have Zecher LeMikdash on the house, and Zecher LeMikdash by the weddings, we're going to see. But there's other halacha in Shulchan Aruch of Zecher LeMikdash by leaving over, like setting a plate and not eating there, or leaving over a dessert. So I saw one of the Achronim say that it could be that in the olden days, if you leave something out, people would realize, oh, you left it out, Zecher LeMikdash. But nowadays, if you don't serve a piece of chicken, they'll say, okay, you didn't serve chicken today. Oh, you didn't serve, oh, you thought somebody else was coming, and that's why there's another setting set. People would have, it's not shy. Once it didn't develop as a Zecher LeMikdash practice, so then it just loses its whole tam. And therefore, there's no reason to do it anymore, because it's not going to remind us or anybody else about Zecher LeMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash and Zecher LeChorban. So maybe that's the chalik the Rav made yesterday. We mentioned yesterday also at the end the important point of this Gemara versus the Gemara in Sukkah. Why there Tzion Hidorish Ein La, while here you have Emeshka Chech Yushalayim, two different psukim. So maybe that's the two types of Zecher LeMikdash. One of mourning and redoing, reenacting. So here, the Emesh Kedem Shalem is because you don't want to forget it, and it's sad, and you're mourning, and that's why you have the pasuk of Emesh Kedem Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. Okay, let's continue where we're up to though. My al rosh simchasi, about 8 lines up. What does the end of the pasuk mean? Al rosh simchasi. Amar Rav Yitzchak Ze'efer Makle Sheberosh Chasanim. That's referring to the ashes that is put on the head of the chasanim. This is a minute quoted of, at some point, putting ashes on the head of Hassan. And what is this done? So you have to look in two tours. The Tur in Eben Ezer and the Tur in Arachayim. The Tur in Eben Ezer, Simen Samachay, Hilchas Kiddushin, says the Tur, Ubitoch HaSimcha Tzorach Lasos Shum Davar Zecher LaAvelos Yerushalayim. And it says, Meshkech Chech Yerushalayim, V'chein Noagin Ba'ashkenaz, B'shaz Bracha, Noagin L'chas, Nostin L'chasin Efer Barosho B'makam HaTfilin. He quotes in Ashkenaz, where he was from, in his areas. They put ashes on his head during the bracha. During the bracha, it sounds like of Kiddushin. During the bracha of Kiddushin. As we're going to get to. I thought I was reading the Ramah, who quotes this. This is the Tur. The Tur was not from Ashkenaz. The Tur writes, Chenogin ba'ashkenaz, right, the Tur writes to put it there, Ubisvarad, in the Svarada communities, Nogin, Litain Barosho, Atara, Asuya Ma'ale Zayas. It was a minog. They used to put on some type of crown made out of olive branches, olive leaves. Lefisha Zayas Mar. Zecher La'avelus Yerushalayim. V'nara Naro Pashte. Right? So different minhagim, the Torah quotes, some in Ashkenaz, some in Sfarad, about what they used to do for the chasim. If you look in the now tour in Archaim, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av and Zecher L'Chorban, so he quotes this this as well, these are Taros, and there the Beis Yosef, in Tavkov Sama, quotes the other Achron, he quotes the Kolbo. Yesh Makom, he says, there are those that don't put ashes, because we know, he says, Mepnei She'ein Ha'am Mochzokim Klau B'Hanachas Tfilin, Lo Yilahem Ha'efer Tachas Pe'er. He says, maybe in some circles where, what kind of circles these are, where they're not wearing tefillin, they don't put it there because it's not taking the place of the tefillin anyway. So that's why you might see some places that don't do it. But again, I think many bizmanas that do it, some put it on before the whole chuppah starts, so they have it on during the chuppah. Either way, I think there are many Masada Kedushin that fulfill this takana. V'nogu laso zikaron acher bimkomo, says the Kolbo, but because they don't do it on the tefillin, there's another zikaron that they do, shenosnim mapa shchora al rosh chasan v'kala. They put some type of black handkerchief on the head. V'alzeh, and related to this, pashat aminag l'shaber kos acher sheva brachos. Adkan. There it is, to break the kos under the chuppah. That is the, that's what the Kolbo says. Zaki Moshe, the Ramah quotes also, the Bidig is the chasas b'shaber kos shemavarchan al brachos erison. Right, maybe even earlier, there's another kos broken. L'chein nagel l'varach brachos erison al kos shel cheres. Okay, that is quoted. Other Achronim also quote, this is where the Eliyahu Rabba quotes, maybe this is where the breaking of the glass by the Tanoim, or breaking the plate by the Tanoim by the mothers, also relates to Zecher L'Chorban. The Rav quoted, Soleitcha quoted in Nefesh HaRav on page Reish Nun Vav, was makpid to put the ashes on the chasan after the Birchas Nisuin. Because remember, we have all the different shittas. What is nisuin? Right? Kiddushin, we know what it is. You give the ring. But what is chuppah? What is nisuin? Some say it's the badekin. Some say it's the chuppah. Some say it's knisul shuscha. Some say it's the yichud. Some say it's the sheva brachas. So we're not going to wait till after yichud, because that was the whole chuppah is over. But at least till after all the other shittas, before you sing a meshkachech, so after that, that's when he was makbid. Why? Ki haya to'ein va'omer, shekodim shemekadish, shekodim shenoseya, adayin einu bebechinas chasan. When does he attain the status of chasan? When in the chasan's dish, he's not married yet. Right, walking down the aisle, he's not married yet. When does he attain the status of chasan after the chuppah? That's when he's the chasan. So that's why, and the language of the Gemara is efer maklev rosh chasanim. So Soloveitchik was makbid dafka to put the ashes on only when he was a chasan. So this also relates to, as other Gedolim talk about, the custom of standing up as the chasan and kala come in. So remember that when my siblings got married when I was younger, that was not such a custom. And I think if you ask people at the weddings 15, 20 years ago and more, so then there wasn't the minhag. Maybe they stood up when the grandparents came down. That's a din, mipnei seva takum, that you have to stand up. But with the chasan and the kala, so some gedolim say, because they're not a chasan yet. Chasan dama l'melech, everybody says. Chasan dama l'melech. They're not a melech yet. They're only a chasan after. So after they leave the chuppah. They leave the chuppah when they come into the first dance. That's when chasan double melech. But they're not a chasan yet. There is a smach to the minhag of standing in the Orchas Chaim, one of the provincial Rishonim. But this is why some are makmanatu. But now everybody does. The question is, shouldn't you preshim and atzibur? But if you're middle of learning, if you have a sefer and you're learning, then it's not preshim and atzibur. They say, oh, he's in the middle of learning, he doesn't notice. Right. So that's the but that's where Rav Soloveitchik was makmid to put the ashes on after the Sheva brachas under the chuppah. Weiter, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amr le rapabala baya, hechamanachla, so where do you put the ashes, b'makam atfilin, in that place? Shnemar lasum la'avele tzion, laseislem pe'er tachas efer. Right? So the tefillin and the ashes take places of each other. Right? So Yishayo is saying that they're going to have their tefillin in place of their ashes. Right now they have ashes, they have the churban, but they're going to put the tefillin in place of the ashes. Because pe'er is allusion for tefillin. That's why we talk about, there's another pasuk, the source for not wearing tefillin on Avelos Yom Rishon. Right, the day is that only Yom HaMisu, Yom HaKfura, but also the pasuk says by pe'er. I saw also recently, maybe that's the a beautiful pshat, we say in Anim Zmiros, I forgot where I saw this, Anim Zmiros, we say Peiri Alayif Eiri Alav. Peiro Alayif Eiri Alav. So what is, we don't know what any of Anim Zmiros means. It's all mystical, and that's why the Vilna Gaon said you only say Anim Zmiros on Yom Kippur. Because we don't know what it means anyway, it's so mystical, say it on Yom Kippur. And that's why the Vilna developed the many circles for Ketanim to say it. Because a gadol can't understand it anyway. It's too mystical. It's beyond him. So let a katan say it. Let a katan say it. Because he doesn't have das anyway. So he could say it. Right, so one pshat, pe'er is tefillin. And the Gemara says in Brachas, the first parak, that we, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? What does it say in our tefillin? We each are mechubad in each other's tefillin. So pe'eri alayah fe'eri alav. My tefillin's on him and his tefillin's on me. Meaning that's the pe'er. That's the lashon of, the kari elav, and therefore I'm close to him, and I go to him through the tefillin, which is a very special mitzvah. The tefillin brings us closer to Hashem. Okay, Vayter, the next line. V'chol mesabel Yerushalayim zocha v'ro b'simchasa. Anybody who mourns Yerushalayim is merits and sees its simcha. Shenemar simchos Yerushalayim v'chul. And the end of that pasuk says, "Kol mesabel maleha." Anybody who mourns it. Chasam Sofer points out on this Gemara that why is the Gemara in present tense? Zocha v'roa. It should be Yizkev Yira, future, right? We'll see its rebuilding. Chasam Sofer doesn't quote, but he quotes the idea of the story that you might be familiar with of Napoleon when he was going through the land of Israel, and he sees Bnei Yisrael, sees the Jews mourning on Tisha B'Av night, and he says, what are you mourning for? Did you just lose something? Did something just get destroyed? We're mourning our temple from thousands of years ago. And Napoleon was so impressed and so amazed that he says, a people that mourns its temple after so long, it's not here, they didn't just lose it. Right? It's Avelus Yishana, as the Gemara calls in Yevamos, Avelos Yishan, and still Haraya that it's going to be rebuilt. If they're still mourning today, Haraya that it's not given up and it's going to be rebuilt, right? Because Ein Adam Misabel Ela Al Hamets, right? Yaakov Avinu couldn't mourn Yosef because he was alive. So too, if you're mourning, it must be that it's alive in some way, and the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. If you're Misabel, if you're still Misabel, Haraya that you see right now it's rebuilding. Because you see, because right now that's a raya, that it is being rebuilt as we speak. Tanya, finishing up. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, miyom shachar beis hamigdash, from the day of the Churban, dinhu shenigzar al atzmenu. It's appropriate that we would be enact on ourselves, shalo lechol basar v'lo l'shos yayin, as we said before, people started to do that, no meat and no wine. Ella, she ain't gozer gzera latzibra, elam kain rov atzibra yochol l'mamobo. By the way, it says this whole... an idea behind it, this whole Gemara about people started taking upon themselves certain behaviors, and the rabbi told them not to. Sometimes people could go too far. Certain behaviors, people, without asking the proper rabbinic authorities, people might go too far in certain behaviors, even if they have the greatest intentions. Right? Rabbi Yeshua said, you can't do it. It's not appropriate. So here too, even though it makes sense, but you can't do it. The Gzeira, the Zebra cannot accept it and hold it. So that's why you can't say no meat and no wine. Umiyom shepashta malchus arisha shogozeres al nukzeros rose. And since the time that the evil government has spread upon us its xeros, the kashos and difficult mivatel vimenu Torah and mitzvos. Does not let us fulfill Torah and mitzvos. Vein manachas osanu li kanes l'shavua haben v'amrila l'yeshua haben. And they don't let us go into shavua haben. What's shavua haben? That's bris milah. After a week. Shavua haben. What you do after a week of a son. Or yeshua haben. What's yeshua haben? We'll get to that in a second. But since that time, dinu shenigzar al atzmenu, since we can't have a bris milah, we can't have a yeshua haben, we should be gozer shlo lisa isha l'holabanim. We shouldn't have children. Right? Like Amram. Amram in Mitzrayim, right? We throw them into the river anyway, so we might as well not have them. So really, after the Churban, because we have so many Gzeris, and we're not going to be able to give a Bris Milah and do Yeshua HaBen, so we should just forget it. V'nimtha zar shel Avram Avinu kalam eilav. But then it'll come out that we won't have any more Jewish people. Right? Zar shel Avinu, they'll go into extinction. So Ella hanach lehem liYisrael, mutiv sheyushogen v'al yimazidin. Don't just leave Klal Yisrael. An unusual usage of this term. It's not that the Mefarshim point out, not like the Bnei Yisrael are doing something wrong anyway, and we say, you know, we should tell them they're doing something wrong, but not. But it's more of like, theoretically we should be able to do something, but we can't. So that's why it's kind of like a shogeg. But it's not really a shogeg versus mazed in the normal sense. The Tosas here talks about Mutav Sheyishog again, right? This is the source of the halacha that you only give tochacha when it is acceptable and possible to be accepted by others, right? But if it's something that is impossible, you don't say it, right? And that's why the Gemara says here it's impossible to be accepted, and therefore we don't say it. The other Tosis, the Tosis Dibur Maskil Din, asked the other obvious question, which if he goes there not to get married and have kids, there's a mitzvah called Puravu. Tema Dichsiv Puravu. Huxiv, right? This week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha, right? There's no greater week to do Puravu than right this week, right? So what about Puravu? So, Vishema Al Osan Shekfar Kimu Piriyav Arivya Kamar. Maybe the Gemara is only talking about the people who have kids already. Whoever have kids, we should limit. A boy and a girl, that's it. Should limit the mitzvah to the requirement, the minimal requirement of Puravu. Forget Lashavas. Don't worry about Lashavas, the Didra Abundant, the popular in the world. Just Puravu, that is all. That's what the answer. Other Achmoda, I saw what. Sorry?
It's not Kalameela.
It would be Kalameela because we wouldn't expand. That's what you'd have to say. We would just be recreating ourselves, but we wouldn't be expanding. And that maybe would be like a kolam e'elav. So other achronim say, why didn't Tosfos say that Chazal have the power to be okra mitzvah b'shev al tasa? They could get rid of the shofar. They could get rid of other mitzvahs. So why not here too? So I saw in the Shlomo Gansfri, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's Pirish on Baba Basra, and the Pnei Shlomo, so he quotes the Taz. He quotes the Taz says, obviously the Taz of Rosh Hashanah, Chazal did not have the power, we mentioned it many times, to oker a mitzvah lagamre. They could wipe out Rosh Hashanah while it falls out on Shabbos, because you're going to do it when it falls out on Chol. They could wipe out Lulav, they could wipe out mitzvos temporarily, or just a little bit here and there. But if they're going to say, just don't get married, no kids, period, they're going to wipe out the mitzvah puravu totally, so then that is something that they don't have the power to do, and therefore the Tosfos had to give this reason. There is a fascinating Mordechai in Yevamos. The Mordechai in Yevamos in the Simin Nun. Simin, if you know the Mordechai, the Simanim of the Mordechai go by Sidarim. Right, it starts with Aleph at the beginning of every Seder, and it goes straight through the Seder. That's why Yevamos, which is the first in Nashim, so it's Nun and Aleph. You get to like Gittin, Kiddushin, it's Tuf, Kuf, Samach, because right, it's all one, Mordechai is one Sefer on each of these Sedarim. So it's in Os Nun, in the Mordechai and Yevamos, so he quotes as a halacha from the Gemara that is not so prevalent today. The halacha of Rechman al-Islan, if people are married and they don't have kids for 10 years, so then he should divorce his wife. Man should divorce his wife in order to, but you see, they're not having Siyata Tashmaya to have kids. So ask all of the post-game, the Rishonim already, why don't we do this today? Even if people are married and don't have kids, you know, they stay married. So the Rosh there says, maybe it's Avon Chutz La'aretz. If they're not living in the land of Israel, maybe that's why. So they can't blame it on the husband and wife connection. Maybe it's Chutz La'aretz. The Mordechai says, you know why? Because the Ar Gemara. Look, theoretically, we shouldn't have any kids anyway anymore because of the Churban HaBayis. So you know what? You can't do that, but at least in this case, they can rely on that. At least in this case, and they don't have to get divorced. That's what the Mordechai quotes Ar Gemara. He says, different than that Rush. He quotes, you know, theoretically, this is this anyway, so might as well hold of it. What's Yeshua HaBen? What's Yeshua HaBen? So that is the discussion we had this back in Baba Kama Daf Pei. Maybe it's Pidyon HaBen, or maybe it's Shalom Zachar. Some say, look at Rashi there, maybe this is one of the early sources of Shalom Zachar. Tosfos was there, and Baba Kama says, maybe this is the Shalom Zachar that we get together on the Friday night after a baby boy is born. That's what the Rama quotes this in Yoredeya, in Reis Samachay, Sif Yud Beis. What is the purpose of a Shalom Zachar? To quote it, the Mefarshim in Yoredeya on the Rama quotes, maybe Shalom Zachar, the Drisha on the tour, but the Taz quotes it. The Drisha says, maybe it is Ubedrisha Havi, Mitshuvas Merebi Menachem. Vashnogim B'Shavas Levakri Yitzal Tinok. One of the big problems is, why only a boy, not a girl? So maybe, why Shehu Avel al Toraso Shashachach? Right? He just learned with a mala for 9 months, and now he lost all of his Torah. So he's an Ave, so he's so sad, so we're coming to be Menachem him. So maybe, Big Shiloh, what about girls in the womb, in utero? Do they learn the mitzvahs that are Shayach to them? But they still don't have a Chiv of Talmud Torah in the Lishma sense. So maybe that's what we're giving him Nechama on. Other reasons given, the Chumash Hadeshin quotes that maybe it's just because of Yeshua. He was saved, right? Going through childbirth, you know, it was dangerous. So according to that reason, there's a big discussion. Why should it only be by a boy and not by a girl? But these are different svaras and Ta'amim for Shalom, for Shalom Zachar. The big makar, yeah?
I just want to say that for that shot of Yeshua Ben, you'd have Avim being a Mavatal wedding.
For that shot of Yeshua Ben, you'd be Mavatal having kids. Well, it's going through the process. Yeah, yeah. It says Brismila, getting married and having kids. Right, Brismila and Yeshua HaBen. I would think it's the whole process of the children. Right, that's what I would think. Just one other source, again we discussed this at length in Baba Kama, and that is the Yamshel Shlomo there. If you didn't see this Yamshel Shlomo then, you can see it now. The Yamshel Shlomo in Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Lamed Zayin, that's where he talks about this Yeshua Ben, and then he talks about what is the definition of a Seudas Mitzvah. What counts as a Seudas Mitzvah? And he talks there about it's not stam a party. It's to praise Hashem. Ola farsem ha mitzvah. Ola farsem ha neis kari su'udas mitzvah. Either of those is a party to praise Hashem or to publicize a mitzvah or to publicize a neis. All of those are su'udos mitzvah. And then he talks about, what about a siyum? What about a siyum? And he says that's the greatest. That's the greatest Seudas Mitzvah in the world. Make a Siyum on Torah. He's celebrating Torah. Amazing. And that's what he quotes, that he himself said, that I think you should say the Simcha B'mono at a Siyum. And I did. I said at a certain Siyum that you should say the Simcha B'mono, and then at that, the party broke loose, and everything went crazy and wild at that party, and I said, you know what? It was probably because of me. Because I said that Simcha B'mono, I didn't listen to what Chazal told me, I made up my own halacha, and therefore I blamed it on myself that the party got out of control. So therefore, even though theoretically, maybe she says that Simcha B'mono, says the Marshal, right, V'nisbalbel ha-simcha b'mehumos kedolos al yidei sibos kashos. So he doesn't say what exactly happened. So therefore he says, only say it by where Chazal told you to say it, right? By Sheva Brachas, etc. Okay, so this is the important makar about Siyumim. The two makaras about a Siyum. Later makaras. You have the Rashbam later on by Basra. We're going to get to one of the makaras of a Siyum. But you have the Yamshel Shlomo there, and you have the Nitziv in the last She'ilta, where he talks about Siyumim and making Shechiyanu by a Siyum HaSefer. Those are the two important sources. Okay, right, let's try to do some of today's daf. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, Hadron Lachas Kazabatim, one of the most longest and most important prakim in every parak is important. Remember, Gemara in Ervin, can't rate Gemaras, but obviously one of the more Yesodistic prakim in all of Shas, let alone in Baba Basra. Okay, now we're up to Parak HaMocha HaZabayis. This parak and the prakim that follow are more of, there's a lot of umdana. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim, point out that it's a lot of what do people have in mind when they sell something, when they buy something. Not as much lumdus, we're going to try to lumdicize certain things, but there's a lot of just lumdus, so what do people have in mind? So, Amochar Zabayis, Lomachar Yitzia. If you sold a house to someone, was the Yitzia included? Yitzia is like a secondary room that is connected. We'll get to the exact definition in the Gemara. V'yavo bishu p'sucho l'socho, even though the Yitzia is connected, we don't assume that it was included when you sold the house. V'lo es hacheder shelofnei mimenu, and let's say you have a storage room in the back of your house, that also was not included, if you didn't say it. And also the roof, if it has a ma'akeh 10 tefachim high, it is not included, because 10 tefachim high give it a status bifnei atzma, it's independent, and therefore it is not included. That's how the Rashbam interprets. 10 tefachim high roof gives it, or gates, ma'akeh gives it a chavishishivis bifnei atzma. The Zvar Avram says, no, he said, if it doesn't have a roof 10 tefachim high, then it's dangerous, therefore you're not allowed to be up there. And therefore, forget it. You can't use it anyway. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh lo tzuras pesach, if you have a tzuras a pesach going up to the roof, afal pi she'eino gavoh yitzvachim, eino machor. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has independent significance as long as it has a doorway going into it. If it doesn't have a doorway, so then it is not sold. Okay, this is the Mishnah. Very important Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mechira about this whole perek, the end of Perek Chavav. The Rambam says, Af b'mocher b'lokeach, ein kol elu adram v'chayotze b'hem. Everything I've said in this perek, which is all about what's in our perek, this only applies, ela b'makom she'ein sham minhag v'lo shemosam yiduin l'chol davar v'davar b'fnei atzmo. There's no specific set minhag of a town. And that's why you have to go by what the Mishnah says. Aval b'makom she'nohagu, shahamocher kach, machar kach, hareza machor, v'somchen ala minhag. Everything goes by minhag. V'chein adin, v'chein adin. V'zeu ikir gada v'chol divrei masa umatan. Holchen achar loshem b'dei adam, ba'oso hamakom v'achar haminhag. Ava b'makom she'ein bo minhag yadua. V'lo she'emos miyuchadim. Ela yeshakor and kach, v'yeshakor and kach. Osim kamoshe pirshu chacham and parakam elu. This whole parak only applies where there's no minhag otherwise. But if there's a minhag otherwise, it does not apply. And that is why the Aruch HaShulchan says, in Reish Yud Dalet, where all of these halachas come up, that many of the halachas that we are about to see do not apply bizman hazeh. Because nowadays, when you sell a house, the attic's included, and the roof is included, and everything's included. Bias means everything. In those days, when you sold the bias, then things were different. But nowadays, of course, everything's included. The whole discussion of whether everything inside the house is included. But every room connected to the house, the porch. Oh, you didn't sell the porch. I'm going to talk about the porch. Of course you did. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, because our minhagim are very different. As the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's why don't take some of these halachas to Bizman HaZeh, because exactly what the Rambam says. Right, what the Rambam says, that things are different. One other source related to this whole discussion, you have the Rambam, you have the Aruch HaShulchan, and you have a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, in Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Beis, tshuva from Tavshin Yud Zayin, 1957. He was asked by one of the Admorim, Micheshinov, Vicheskel Shraga Ruben Halberstam. He was asked, there was a story where there was a tenant and a landlord, and the tenant's lease was up, and he didn't want to leave. I'll stay, I'll pay your rent. And the landlord would say, no, I want to live there. I want it for myself. So, can the landlord throw the tenant out? The shaila was that according to American law, right, you can't throw the tenant out. That was the shaila to Rav Moshe. Say, because Rav Moshe says, fascinating. He says, I don't really want to get into, there must have been a whole long tshuva that he wrote him as a question. He says, I don't really want to get into Dinu Achus Adina here. Because America is such an amazing country to the Jews, I can't. He says, "Debe medina seinu bepem beposha asher anachnu mechuyavim lahakel abtova." Rav Moshe writes this a lot. Ala chesed sheosin imanu v'imkol achene bnei Yisrael shebe medina azos v'anachnu mevarchem osam umispalim l'Hashem Yisbarach b'chaleis v'shal l'shalom amdina v'nesiyeha v'sareha kasher nitzavinu l'chein ein ritzoni l'chtov l'adon bazeh. I really don't want to answer. He says, but forget the dina d'machus adina aspect. Let me write clear cut issues that are related to this tshuva. Aval ani es daiti bu'uv dezu. In this case, you don't even get into Dina Machus Adina. Because when would you get into Dina Machus Adina? If at the time that the rental started, there was no such Dina Machus Adina, and then during the rental sometime, this Dina started, where you weren't allowed to throw them out. But if already at the beginning of the rental, says R. Moshe, this law was in place, so then it wasn't just the law, but this was practice that everybody did. This was the minhag. That people, once it was Dina Machus Adina, it wasn't only Dina Machus Adina, but it translated into the practice of individuals, so then it was as if they made a t'nai at the beginning, that you won't be able to throw me out. The only reason it said 2 years for a 2 year lease was as a protection for before those 2 years. That, let's say the tenant wants to leave, and leave the landlord high and dry without paying rent, the tenant can't leave. Or if the landlord wants to throw him out before the 2 years, if he's not right, so to for a certain protection. But this isn't a Dina Machus Adina issue, says Rav Moshe. So I don't even have to talk about that. This is a Minhag HaMakom issue. And the Minhag HaMakom is that if this was already the Din, so then it was as if they made it tonight. And then he quotes all our Gemaras, and he quotes our Rambam. He says, you see, if there is a Minhag, then forget everything else. Forget everything else. Who rak HaMakom Shein Minhag? HaMakom Sheish Minhag, Hochan Achar HaMinhag, V'atam DeBestama, Hu Kehisnu, Shehu KehaMinhag, L'chein Ein Chilak, Mishehem In Higu, except it doesn't matter if it's a non-Jewish Minhag, a Jewish Minhag, therefore he says you can't throw him out. And then he says, at the end of the Tshuva, he says, but I've heard, and he says, and you have to ask the lawyers, he says, you have to go ask the lawyers, he says, I heard though, that the law about not throwing out a tenant does not apply if the landlord himself wants to move in. He says, if you want to get another tenant in there, so then maybe it applies. But if the landlord, he says, Shamati, Shemidina Malchus, Shem Sarach HaMaskir Atzmo, Yochel Lohotzio, Umemelo Yeze Gamidina Torah, Tavi Kihisnu Kein, Besarach Lachkar Eitzel Yode Dinehem, Shehu Adam Kasher, Ki Ala Shofate Ein Lismoch, Sheim Lahem Cheskas Kashrus, Vyefshar Sheyaavis Beshogego Bemezid. He says, don't ask their judges, ask the lawyers. Because the judges might have certain biases. Okay. Anyway, so that's Ramosha. Ramosha is Simon Ayin Beis in 1957. I don't know what his what led him to make that statement. But either way, that is the background to this Mishnah. The end of this Mishnah, though, relates to a Lumdus Sugya that we discussed last year. And that is about Ma'akeh. Right? What did the Tanakhama say? The Tanakhama said, as long as it has a 10 tefachim high roof, fence, so then it is considered independent. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if not. Does this Mishnah prove either way how high a ma'akeh has to be? There is a machlokas achronim, right? It's based on a sifri. The sifri seems to say that you need a ma'akeh a certain height. If you look in the Rambam says your ma'akeh has to be 10 tefachim high. That's the sheet of the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. Says the Rambam, Gove ha'ma'akeh in Yud Aleph Gimel ain pachos me'asara tefachim. It can't be less than 10 tefachim. Kedesha lo yipo mimenu anofel. Says the Ravid, no. He says maybe in certain places where it's dangerous in that area, but in other places if you could get away with a lesser height, then it's fine. Aval shard stadin shlosha tefachim. Right, dafka b'makom shedarsu v'makom anamach shebo. Right, but if it's other, there's no din of 10 tefachim. Can you prove it either way from our Mishnah? Says the Netziv, I think our Mishnah is against the Rambam. I don't know what the Rambam did with our Mishnah. Because what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, if the Ma'akeh has a 10 tefachim high fence, then it's considered a chashuv b'fnei atzmo. Mashma, that there are Ma'akehs that are not 10 tefachim high. That's the Netziv on our Mishnah. Mashma sheish Ma'akeh p'chachos b'yasar tefachim. D'i ein Ma'akeh p'pachos ein sarach l'misni. If there's no Ma'akeh less than the tefachim, then you don't have to say it. The Yoser Muchach with Rabbi Yehuda, surely from Rabbi Yehuda. Right, even if it's less than tvach, but feirish. Ukeshitas haravid, says the Netziv. Ulachora pella al harambam. The pella on the Rambam is even more a pella. He says, if you look in the Gra in Siman Tav Chavav in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. And you know what the Gra says? The source of the Rambam is our Mishnah. The Gra and the Bira Gra and the Shulchan Aruch says, you know what the source of our Mishnah? So somehow the Rambam turns our Mishnah on his head and said that no, when he says if it's ten tvachim high, that's because that's a real market. You have to somehow interpret the Mishnah like that. But the Gra, the Netziv says our Mishnah is against the Rambam, then it's the Netziv says our Mishnah is against the Rambam, the Gra says our Mishnah is the source of the Rambam. So you have to look it up. But the this is the sugya of Ma'akeh that we discussed. Just remember, if you remember, we discussed the lumdus in Ma'akeh, is how much is Ma'akeh purely about prevention of sakana, ki po hanofel mimenu, or is there a kiyum? Is there a positive in Ma'akeh as well? Right, the Emek Bracha discusses it. The Emek Bracha on page Lamed Gimel, Rav Parmanchik, he quotes the discussion in the Minchas Chinuch about what type of tefachim do you use for the ma'akeh, like 10 tefachim. Do you use wide tefachim or narrow tefachim? That is a discussion in different areas of halacha. The Sifri quotes 10 tefachim, and the Rambam of the Minchas Chinuch says, why didn't they explain that they have to be sochakos? That means when you measure with your fingers, do you leave space between your fingers, or do you put them all tight together? So he says, then Minchas Chinuch said, why didn't they say that it has to be sochakos, meaning wide ones, because it's a misa daraisa, something daraisa lechumra. Says the Emek Bracha, what are you talking about? It doesn't have to be the wide ones here. This isn't a din of ten tefachim, a din of mechitza, like in Sukkah or in Shabbos. It's a din of prevention of danger. So you don't have to be, it's not a kiyum that you have to have the wide ones. So the Emek Bracha says, I don't know what the Minchas Chinuch is talking about. What's the answer? The answer might be because the Minchas Chinuch might hold that there's a kiyum of makeh. It's a mitzvah aseh. It's not just purely a prevention of danger. Right? Another nafkamina is, what about the bracha? We make a bracha on makeh. Make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a pure prevention of danger. For example, Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim you don't make a bracha on because it's a prevention of something. Or Hagalas Kalim. We only make a bracha on Tevilas Kalim. Not on Hagalas Kalim. Tevila adds Kedusha. Hagala is just removing a problem. Preventing a problem. Getting out treif. There's no bracha on Hagala. There's only a bracha on Tevila. So here too, there's a bracha on Makeh. Haraya that maybe Makeh is not purely about the danger, but there's a positive kiyum as well. Again, there's a lot there, but we have to move. Okay, we'll see at the end, as we always say, if there will be time. But it doesn't look so promising right now. So, Ma Yitzia, says the Gemara. What is a Yitzia? It says that the Yitzia is not sold with the house. Hacha Targimu Afta. Here, in one place, it's translated as Afta. Remember, we had that two days ago. And Afta means you split a room. You split a room horizontally, meaning it means a low storage area. That's after. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Bitka Chalila. It's a porch which has open, has like a netting, a lattice work. Chalila has holes. So therefore, it's not the same type of, it's not like a room in a house. It's very open. In the back, it's like a porch in the back. Lamanta Amar Afta Lo Mizdavna Koshkein Batka Chalila Mizdavna. If you say the Afta is not sold, which is all enclosed, which is more similar to a regular usage of a house, so surely the Bitka Chalila, because that's like a real open, that's a different type of Hishtamshus. Lamanta Amar Bitka Chalila Aval Afta Mizdavna. But if you say the Pshat of Yatsiya is the Bitka Chalila, so maybe you would say the Afta is included because it is an enclosed room, so maybe it would be included in bias. Tani Rav Yosef, Shalosh Shemos Yeshlo. There are three names that we could give to this type of small room that is connected to a larger room, larger house. Yitzia, Tzela, Ta. Yitzia, where is Yitzia? And all of them describe the Beis HaMikdash. If you remember the Beis HaMikdash, around the Heichal and Kodesh Kadashim. You have the Kodesh Kadashim and the Heichal, and around there you had lockers and rooms, which describe the Mishnayos and Midos. Right, describe the structure of the entire Beis HaMikdash. So around the Heichal, between the Heichal and the Azara, and going all the way around, even, including behind the Kodesh Kadashim. On the western side, there were all these lockers. There was the first floor lockers, there was the second floor lockers. So, says the, so that was called different, in different sources, it was called different things. Yitzia, Dechsiv, HaYitzia, HaTachtona, Chamesh, Ba'ama, Rachba. Right, the Yitzia in Malachim, the bottom one was 5 amos wide. Right, the Navi describes it, the Rashbam quotes this here, that they got wider as they went up. Because you wanted to give, instead of drilling holes into the wall in order to hold, let's say, the floor of the upper level, they didn't want to do that. So what they did was, they just put indentations in the walls for the boards to lay on. That makes it more beautiful. So therefore, it was indented as you went up. So that's why the bottom one was 5. Tzela dechsev. What the word tzela? Vatzlo tzela tzela shalosh v'shloshim pa'amim. Right? So you see in Yecheskel when it describes it, it uses the word tzela. Ta dechsev v'hata kana echad orach v'kana echad rochav. Ben atayim chamesh amos. Right? Talking about the length of the of each of the areas. V'ibayzim emehacha. And some say don't bring a pasuk, but bring a mishnah. The mishnah in Midos. Kos alahechal sheish v'hata sheish kos alde chamesh. Right? Different measurements. Fine. Amar Marzutra, Vehutahave Arba Amos. When do we say that the Yitzia is not included? When it is a 4 amma area by itself, that's what gives it independent significance. But less than that, it would be sold with a house. So Amar Yerbina Marzutra, is that true? Lidachta Amradahave Arba Amos, you say unless it's 4 amma, if it's less than 4 amos, it's not independent. El Meata, but look at the next Mishnah. Gabi Bor, Ditzan, the Mishnah says, Loas Abor, Loas Adus. If you sell a house, then the well, the pit with water in front, or the cellar, is not sold with it. Aval Bishakaza Omka Varuma. Even though you're right, I'm selling you all the depths and high points of my house, those are not included. So Hakanami, why don't you make the same distinction there? Iyabi Arba Amos Ini Lolo. You should say if it's not 4 amos wide, the area, then it should be sold with it because it's not independent and there's no distinction there. Answer the Gemara, no. Don't compare. Hachi Ashta, wait a minute. Hasam, over there by the pit, ha tashmish delachud, va tashmish delachud. There, it's a different type of usage. It's used for water. If it's used for water, then maybe even less than 4 amos is considered independent. There's no requirement there. But hacha, idivi chad tashmish dehi. But here, the Yitzia basically is, you functions like a room in the house. So how do you distinguish it? So only if it's 4 amos wide. Period. What about an attic? What about an aliyah? An aliyah, right? Is an attic included? That's a machloket. Again, nowadays, obviously, like the Aruch HaShulchan said, an attic would be included. What about there, where you have a second story? So the machloket we shown in the tour quotes an opinion, at least an opinion, that an aliyah is not included. Is not included when you sell a house. And this bothers the Tosas Yantif on our Mishnah. The Tosas Yantif says, 1 minute. Here, there's an opinion, at least in the tour, that an aliyah is not included, but look in the Mishnah Maseches Nedarim. In Nedarim, on Daf Nun Vav, the Mishnah says, if I'm no der min habayis, I'm not allowed to benefit from the aliyah. So you see, aliyah is included in habayis. And, remember, says the Tosas Yantif, what are Nedarim? Hochan Achalash Bnei Adam. So that should be here too. It should be the same thing. So why by Hilchus Adarim is it included? And by Hilchus Mekach Umamkar it is not included. Says the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora there in Nedarim. We haven't done a Karen Ora in a long time. Says the Karen Ora in Nedarim. No, there's a big difference. Over there, you know what the guy said? All houses are usher to me. So if you say all houses, so aliyahs are included in houses. That's included. Here, you sold a specific house. If you sold a specific house, you can ask the Shiloh, what was his intention in mind? Houses, you're right. The word bias includes Ali if you say that. But if you sell a makam miyuch specifically, says the Karen Ora, that's the difference between the Mishnah Nedarim, that's the answer to Tiferes Yisrael, the Tosas Yandas question here. Period. Hashta, I have to get you up to Omer Beis at least. Right, so you didn't sell the room inside. Hashta Yitzilom is Davin Chedem Iboy. What do you mean? If Yitzia is not sold, surely a Cheder is not sold. A Cheder has a different usage. Rashi quotes, a Cheder is used for storage. Right, so of course it's not sold. So lo tzricha the avagav the mitzale mitzri evroi. You know what the chiddush is? Even if in the shtar, in the document, you mentioned outer borders, even beyond the cheder, it's still not included. Because it could be that you weren't so literal in your border giving. Kidder of Nachman. Damar Rabakman Amar Ravua. Hamocher bayis l'chaveiro. If you sell a house to your friend, the best way of thinking about this is, let's say you sell an apartment in a big apartment building. So that's Habocher Bayis L'Chaveiro, Bebira Gedola, in a big apartment building. Ava Bisha Meisul HaMetzara Michitzonim. Even though when you describe the apartment, you describe the whole building, still, Mitzarim Hirchivlo. You just expanded the borders in your description, but it doesn't really mean that you sold anything more. So, hey, Chidami, what exactly is the case Rav Nachman was talking about? Ilema Dekari Leila Bayis Bayis Lebira Bira. If it's a place where they call houses houses and Bira buildings. So, Pshita, then of course, if you said Bayis, Bayis Avonle Bira Lo Zavonle, you said the word Bayis. So, Ela de Lebira Nami Karele Bayis. But if it's a place where they call Bira Bayis also, then Kuli Zavonle. Then you just say he did sell everything. So lo tzricha, what's the chiddush case that he's talking about? Deruba kari lelabayis bayis labira bira. Most do that. Exclusive. V'ikanami de labira kari lelabayis. But some people also call the bira bayis. And you have, so, a miut. It's a miut. But with that miut, you have the expanded borders that were written in the document. So ma'u detema, so you might say, kule zavinle, he sold him the entire apartment, not just the house. Because he gave the expanded borders. Kamash Milan, no. Midahavale lemichtav, no, because it was something else that he should have done. Since he should have also written the following, which is a takana derabanan. Vo shairis bizvine ilain klum. I do not leave anything in this area of mine. And he didn't write that. Velo kasav, shmamina shiure shair. It must be that he left something for himself, and therefore he just wrote the expanded borders, but he didn't mean it. Right? So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah too. The cheder, the chiddush of cheder, is where you wrote expanded borders, but you didn't mean it. So that is the din by an apartment in a house, in a building. The same thing applies, we're about to say, a field in a valley. Same exact shaklavataria. You sold one field in a large valley where there are many fields. Even though you gave very far borders, meaning let's say you sold one field and you have 10 fields. But the borders that you gave is, I sold you the field, which is next to Shimon and next to Yehuda. You gave the outer borders of your neighbors, even though you have a lot of other fields that you didn't sell them in between. Still, we say, you only sold one field in Mitzarim Hirchavlo. You just wrote the outer borders. So, hey, Chidami, Ile, Medekar, Lele, Sada, Sada, Lubeka, Bika, Pshita, Sada, Zavinle, Bika, Lo, Zavinle. If they call them exclusively, then obviously you didn't sell it. The Ela, Dilubeka, Nami, Karele, Sada, if people call a bika asada kuli zavinle, then he should sell it. Then he did sell everything. Lo tzricha diika de lasada kari leisada lo bika bika v'ikanami de lo bika kari leisada. People do different things. So therefore, ma'o de tema kuli zavinle, you might say that he sold him everything because he gave the larger borders also. Kamash malan, still no. Midahavle le mechtavle, because he should have also had in there lo shayares bizvine ilain katamai klum. I didn't leave anything for me. Velo kasavlein, he didn't write it. Shmamina shiure shayer. It must be that he left it over for himself. So you have the same shaklavataria by house, apartment in a building, and a field in a valley. Vitzricha, and you need both discussions. Diashmina bias, because if you only have the house apartment one, or apartment building one, mishum taha tashmish de lechud, vaha tashmish de lechud. Because there's different usages for the apartment and let's say for the hallway outside the apartment. So you can't say that's automatically included. Maybe that's why it's not included. Aval bika to kulichad tashmishtehi, but when it comes to fields, it's all fields. It's it's all used for plowing. Maybe it's all included. That's why you have to have the field case. The Yishbin and Bika, and if the other way, if you only had the second discussion, we should do low habilele mimsarle, because sometimes if I have a lot of different fields together, I don't exactly know where one field ends and the other field starts. That's why I give the outer borders, because I can't be expected to know exactly the inch. They're all my fields. Aval bayis, but in an apartment, the habilele mimsarle, lo mitsarle, there I know exactly where the apartment finishes, kule zavinle, so there I might have included it, tsricha. That's why you have to say both discussions. Last piece, Kaman, Ozla, Hadza Amar, Amari, Breda Bashmuel, Mishbeta Abaya. Who said the following? Haiman de Mazavile, Media Lachavri, whoever sells something to their friend, Tzorach Lemichtavle, they have to have in it the statement of Loshiris, Bizvini, Yelen, Kadamai, Klum, I don't keep anything. Kaman, Karev Nachman. That's like Rav Nachman who said this, these two statements on the Daf. The Rashbam just adds in one point, and that is, why don't you say in these cases, see how much the deal was for? Right, and therefore you could just figure out, did he pay for a field or did he pay for everything, the apartment? Right? Why don't you say the language damim modim? We've had that already a couple times in this in Bava Metzia and Bava Basra. Why don't you say damim modim? Right, the value could reflect it. Answer is ein onala karkos, because you know. But it comes to karka or mechubal karka, you can't go based on the price because the price is fluctuating. Especially works out well for the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. Then that ein onala karkos is total. Doesn't matter how much you pay, even more than 100% difference. So still, there's ain't no like a cost because whatever you pay is the price of the property. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Eventually, we'll continue tomorrow with all the pictures in Rashi, in the Rashbam.